Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Final four coming up here in the next couple of days here, Saturday, and then obviously the championship game on Monday. So a lot to get to. We're out here, 59 and Kirby. Make your way here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And there's a raffle. Listen, I'm telling you, we've already given away one pair. We got two more pair to give. Two more pair of tickets for the NCAA Fan Fest down at the George R. Brown Convention Center. All you have to do, if you get here and if you're in the building, I see my man right here. He's already filled out one. It's fill out some information. You can be a part of the raffle. We're going to draw from that raffle, and you can get a pair of tickets to FanFest, and it's crazy. It's crazy down there. You want to take the kids down there. It's a great event. I know I took my son in New Orleans last year. It was amazing, and I'm hearing it's even crazier here in Houston. But we are joined right now as we're getting ready for the Final Four. Rob Doster of Field of 68, he joins us. He just rolled in here. A little bit better dressed than the rest of us, but we're gonna have a good time with Rob. And Rob is he's our romantic comedy guy. and we were on, and see, Clint had to watch. I told you he wasn't gonna like it. He had to watch
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
What'd you rate it?
Two star.
A low 2 stars.
That's unbelievable to me.
What do you mean? It's unbelievable.
It's a good movie,
Tyler.
It's a good movie.
Not.
Thank you, friend.
I mean, here's the deal. Good is 2 star.
That's good for you. It's, I
mean,
2 stars.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good rom com. I don't know, it's a good movie. It's a good rom com.
In what world is 2 stars good?
Well,
I think it was well rated, but
in the rom com world,
the rom com world.
A good rom com with a good movie, I give it 3. Now we get up into great. Now we're talking 4s and 5s.
What's great? What's gotten a 4 and 5 so far?
What was that?
The proposal got a 4.
That was a 4?
Yeah.
No 5 stars yet.
No 5 stars.
Has he seen Hitch yet?
He's seen Hitch.
They wouldn't put that in
he's
there. I like Hitch.
He's got
like
this.
50 First Dates, he gave 3 stars.
And then he wanted to change it and lower it because now he didn't like it as well. He's got this is 40 that he's got to
well,
watch by tomorrow.
I don't do well with corny, Rob, you know?
I can see that. That actually makes a lot of sense.
That's why me and Goody don't always get along, man. His old partner, Jeff Goodman, we don't always get along, man. He's kind of corny.
I think this is 40 he'll like. I like this 40. Very relatable. Dads. I got to tell him that.
And he's now 40 years old, too. So
he's a lot older than 40. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be a good
closer
one.
Closer to 50, baby.
All right, Rob, man. I want to ask you a straight-up question. Are you feeling, because you've covered these Final Fours, and that was the big thing, coming out of Sunday, when you see these teams, San Diego State, FAU, UConn, I know you love them, and then Miami. Are you feeling the buzz around here like you felt? Because last year, I was there. Duke, Coach K's last game, Carolina, that was crazy, and then Kansas, Villanova, it was crazy around there. Are you feeling the same buzz, or does it feel like it's lowered this year?
It's not the same, but it was never going to be the same as last year. Last year was the best Final Four that I've been to, and I've been to every one since 2009.
Really?
And the reason why, you had the 4 Blue Bloods. You had Duke against North Carolina in the Final Four. You had Coach K's final college basketball games, and you had all of that in New Orleans, which is just the perfect place to hold an event like this because, one, it's New Orleans, and two, everything is in one spot and everybody's in one place. Now, there was always going to be a letdown. I think part of it is also because you got teams like Florida Atlantic and San Diego State. I enjoy stories like that. I enjoy seeing these underdogs, seeing these small teams, seeing these Cinderellas make it this far. And I do think that UConn is as big of a brand as you're going to. It's not quite Duke, but it's up there. They've won four national titles since 1999. The problem, the bigger issue I have is if you watch San Diego State play and some of these teams play, it's just ugly basketball.
It's a horror watch.
They play football out there, man. Like that, we can throw take the pads off Clint. Put him out there, he can play two guard for those guys.
They've shot under 37.
Appreciate that, man.
They've shot under 37% the last two games.
Their best player, a kid named Matt Bradley, scored 8 points in the second weekend, and they won both games, and they made it to the Final Four. Like, I just, that's not my style of basketball. Now, Miami, they'll get up and
they'll
down. They'll score a lot of points. They're going to score 80, 85, 90 points. They got to beat UConn, so that'll be a fun game. Just going to have to, you know, the first one you take your nap. That's when you take your siesta on Saturday afternoon. You know,
you
put the kids in the bathtub.
Final Four, man.
Put the kids in the bathtub at 5 o'clock. You know, then you're good to go for the big game.
Well, it may not be your style, but it's what we got in the Final Four, Rob. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State. I know you just gave us a little peek into it, but I know damn good and well you ain't sleeping through it. How do you see that one? How that one playing out?
So I think Florida Atlantic's going to win that game, and the reason I say that is San Diego State's going to try to make it ugly. They're not going to let you run your stuff. They're not going to let you run your offense. They're going to make you beat them one-on-one. And what Florida Atlantic has is eight guys that can beat you one-on-one. Some of them do it in the post. Some of them, like Janelle Davis, do it on the perimeter. But they are better than people give them credit for. What folks don't realize about Conference USA, a Conference USA team won the CBI. Two Conference USA teams are in the finals of the NIT. We have a Conference USA team in the Final Four. Like, that is a very good league, and Florida Atlantic won it going away. They beat Tennessee, right? They beat a Kansas State team that was playing as well as anybody in the NCAA tournament.
They had the star of the tournament.
Yeah, so, that is a really good basketball team, and they got guys that can score. They won it two different ways, too. They beat Tennessee, who wants to play ugly, and they beat Kansas State, who wants to get up and down, shoot a bunch of threes, and play a wide-open game. They're good.
All right, Rob. Rob is with us, Field of 68. Listen, Rob, I'm a big college basketball fan. I probably don't watch it as much as you do, but I probably watch a piece of college basketball every night. I can swallow this for a year. I mean this type of Final Four, I could do this for a year. Do you think with the transfer portal and everything that is happening in the game, that this is going to be, you're shaking your head already, this is going to become the norm? Because that's what I'm nervous about.
I think this is just weird. So there's all these kids that got these fifth years, right? They got their COVID years. They can come back for another season, which means you got 23, 24, 25-year-olds playing against 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds, right? Normally, we'll call it what it is, the best players in college basketball, freshmen and sophomores. By the time you get good enough to be the best player in a sport, you're going to the NBA, right? When you are 20 years old and you got to play against a 24-year-old that's in his fifth year, sometimes in his sixth year in college, that is a huge advantage. Not just strength-wise, not just body-wise, but you know the game better. These guys, they practically got mortgages at this point, right? Like, there's a life experience that comes with being a sixth-year player in college basketball. And it's just hard for freshmen to deal with that. And then combine all of that with the fact that this year's freshman class was just not as – there were no Zion Williamsons. There's no Paolo Banqueros. Brandon Miller's a good player, but he would have been like a top five, top eight player in a different class. The three best players in this year's recruiting class all ended up not playing college basketball. Scoot Henderson, going to be the number two pick. He's playing in the G League.
Yep.
You got the Thompson twins, both going to be top five picks. They're playing with overtime elite. So I think it was just – it's a weird year, and it's a sport where in the NCAA tournament, all it takes is one loss in the first round, and it changes everything, right? So it's just one of those seasons. Some years you're going to have a year like this. Some years you're going to have Duke playing Carolina in Coach K's last game in the Final Four. It's the nature of the beast.
I do see, though, Rob and Show, like, to me, it's impossible for the transfer portal not to change the game to some degree. Maybe not. This is extreme. I mean, what we're seeing in the Final Four right now is extreme.
But Kansas just lost their fifth player to the portal.
Right. Well, you talk about a blue blood like that losing players to a portal.
Well, here's the thing that people don't talk about. How many of those guys were lost, and how many of those guys did Bill Self say, hey, man, look, you're not good enough. You got to go.
Yeah, he helped them out.
Yeah.
Right, but you're still looking at and I pay close attention to it because Arkansas, my alma mater, is a school where nobody works the portal like Musselman, right?
Oh, they love the portal.
Right. Somebody that they said, Musselman contacted such and such. Oh, okay, he contacts every single player that's worth a flip, that's hit the portal, he's on them, right?
Even the ones that aren't worth the flip.
Correct, right. Even some that he just wants to chit-chat with. Tell me this, though. I look at a couple of teams that made the run this year. Miami may be one of them. They capitalized on some portal stuff that without that, they just simply ain't where they are right now. It's that to some degree has got to change the landscape of college basketball, right?
It allows you to flip it quicker, right? So if you come in and you have a bad year and you got to get some guys out of there, you don't have to wait a season or two to get back to being that level again.
Right.
Or if you happen to have a season where, you know, you got a guy like John Ruiz coming in. He's the NIL guy at Miami, right? They made a run to the Elite Eight last year as a 10 seed. He was like, wow, this is awesome. I'm a Miami fan. Let's keep doing this. Pours a whole bunch of money into the program. Gets Nigel Pack coming in, gets Norchad Omir coming in, and they're able to regroup and put together a team that is actually better than the one that made the Elite Eight last year. So that's where it kind of impacts things. I think the frustrating part for coaches and for fans is that it creates even more turnover in a sport where it's very difficult to know the players, right? At least in college football, you may not know every single name, but you're going to have guys that come back for it. Like, everyone knew who Bryce Young was, right? Everyone knew who C.J. Stroud was. They were notable names and faces that were stars in the sport.
Yeah.
As soon as you become a star in college basketball, you're out the door. And I think the big issue with the transfer portal, at least for me, is it's hard for fans to really
because
you can root for a team, but at a certain point, like, you got to connect with the players. You got to be like, I love watching that dude play. He's back. He's putting it all on the line for my school. That's my guy. Like, I love him. I love watching him play. And you don't really get that with college basketball. But what I will say is that there's more of it now because what NIL is doing is it's keeping guys that are on the fence going pro. It keeps them coming back because it makes it so it's not a financial decision for you, right?
But see, that's what scares me as a fan. Like, all right, as a fan of Kansas, and you're dealing with this at Arkansas too. Like, I know Grady Dick's going to be there a year. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he's a one-year guy. You got Black and Smith there. I know they're going to be one-year guys. But, like, some of my favorite – like, Andrew Wiggins is not my favorite Kansas player. Or Embiid is not my favorite Kansas player. But Sherron Collins is my all-time favorite Kansas player. Played there 4 years. And in this life, he didn't start year one. Hell, he didn't start the national championship year two. He'd have been gone. And, like, the connection that you're losing with players – like I said, they've lost five this year. And then a lot of teams, like Carolina, is turning over. They've lost. You just don't get connection with any of these guys anymore. And even the guys that are going to be 3-4 year guys, you don't get connection with those guys because not only are the top guys leaving, but the guys that think, well, man, I'm not getting enough playing time. Hell, I got to bounce too.
Yeah, some of it's the other way too. Like, there is a lot of that where guys are leaving before coaches want them to leave. There's also guys that are being kind of forced out the door because the coaches are saying, look, I've seen you in 2 years in practice. You haven't gotten any better. So I need to find a way to get someone that's better than you. So what I'll do is I'll go in the portal. I'll find all these 4-star, 5-star freshmen that are like, yeah, you know what? It didn't work for me in year one at this school, so I'm going to the portal. And I think that it's a little bit of both. The one thing that I think you need to be able to do if you're going to be successful in college basketball in this era, it's kind of what UConn did. They had their three guys that they knew they wanted to build around. Adama Sanogo, Jordan Hawkins, Andre Jackson. They built around those three guys. Then they went into the portal and they found four guys that could fit around that group. Four guys that could shoot. Four guys that were going to play a role. Four guys that knew what they were being asked of. And then they were able to – you got three stars. You go to the portal, you get a bunch of role players, you upgrade on what you had in the program, and you still have guys the program can identify with, right? You still have fans saying, I love Jordan Hawkins, I love Adama, I love watching Andre Jackson play. And you're able to win. So that right there is the sweet spot to me. You got to be able to do a little bit of both. You got to be able to have a program. You got to be able to have continuity. But you have to know how to work. It's what it is now.
That's Rob Doster, Field of 68, joining us on Sports Radio 610. Real quick, man, wrap this thing up. I'm going to guess, given your Husky blood, number one, and what you just said about UConn, I'm going to guess you got them winning this whole thing.
Yeah, I think that they do. I think it's going to be a closer game than people expect against Miami. And Miami's got guys that can get buckets.
Yep.
And Wong, if you have guys that can go make plays and get buckets, I think Wong and Pack both go for 25 on Saturday. What is today? On Saturday night. And it's a close game. It's an exciting game. It's played in the 80s. It'll be fun. Then I think FAU wins. And I just don't think FAU has the horses to run with UConn.
Got
to
make perimeter shots against UConn with that size.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.